everyone, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason alongside Devin McCourty here in San Francisco. Devin, just minutes ago, you hopped off a plane after a six-hour ride. Did you do some stretching, some calisthenics maybe?
Yeah, I had to get up and walk a little bit. It was a long flight. I watched two movies, so it's all a part of the business.
Only two? You had 6 hours.
I took a nice nap, though. Had to get some sleep in.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Now, Devin, on a personal note, the Patriots have nominated you for the 2016 Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. What does the nomination mean to you?
It just speaks a lot, I think, of my family, you know, my mom, my two brothers, just how we were raised and what we believe in. So it's always nice being nominated for things you do as a person. And, you know, obviously you want to be acknowledged for football and all of that, but the things you do off the field are very important to a lot of us. So it's a it's an honor, and I feel proud representing this team.
You're a veteran guy, so perhaps you can see the benefits that come from a loss. And is one of those benefits that comes from playing the Seahawks last week, is that preparing for Russell Wilson also prepared you for Colin Kaepernick?
Definitely. There's every some crossover with those two. Just their versatility, their athleticism, being ready to try to contain an athletic quarterback that can also throw the ball. So we got some crossover, but we got to really dig into this and understand the sense of urgency rises as the season goes on later and we get deeper in November and December. So the team realizes that, and now it's a, I won't say a new focus, but a good sense of urgency after our loss.
Along those lines, how much do you pull from the loss to the Eagles last season because this is a Chip Kelly offense?
You definitely got to pull some. Obviously, we won't know exactly what they want to do, but I'm sure they're going to throw that film on as a coaching staff, as players, and see some of the things that worked well against us. They have, you know, some similar personnel players over there. So we might see some of those, and we went over them as a defense and just some things to be prepared for in case they show up.
What's the hardest part of the 49ers offense to defend?
Colin Kaepernick. I mean, obviously they have a lot of weapons. Curley's a guy we saw a lot when he was in New York. Torrey Smith, the same thing, was in Baltimore. They have two really good tight ends. And then Carlos Hyde in the backfield. But, you know, it all starts with Kaepernick. You know, his ability in the zone read scheme to run the ball, to keep it, to throw the ball downfield, to find open receivers and let them do work. So he's going to be the biggest challenge. And I think we got to try to get on him, make it tough for him early. And you know, that'll kind of shut down the other guys if we could really get on him.
All right, Devin, well, best of luck to you and the team on Sunday. We'll all be rooting for you. I know you've got other places to go and other people to talk to, so thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. All right, guys, some other Patriots news that broke just as we were getting on the plane to fly here to San Francisco. Tight end Rob Gronkowski has been ruled out of play on Sunday with that same chest injury that's been nagging him all week. He missed practice all week. That leaves tight end Martellus Bennett along with newcomer Matt Lingle to carry the reps in the tight end position. Also, wide receiver Chris Hogan has been ruled out with a back injury, leaving the Patriots to rely on Old Faithful's Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, as well as rookie Malcolm Mitchell. We'll have to see how it all shakes out on Sunday right here in San Francisco. I'll be there to give you all of your updates. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.